It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and you're listening to the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences the story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LincolnKY.com. With about 5 hours left in the 2024 legislative session, a Louisville Democrat tried to force a Senate vote on a stalled bill that would have added exceptions to rape and incest to Kentucky's strict abortion ban. Senate floor leader Damon Thayer called the move a political stunt on the last day of legislative session, and it easily failed. Senator David Yates of Louisville cited Rule 48 to ask for a vote on Senate Bill 99, which hasn't moved since it was filed in January. All bills must be assigned to a committee within 5 days of being introduced, according to Senate rules. Rule 48 allows any member to call for a vote on whether a bill has been, quote, held on an unreasonable time, the day after filing a discharge petition. Senate President Robert Stivers ruled the petition out of order, saying that for it to be in order, Yates would have had to call for the discharge petition with one full legislative day remaining. The rule says a lawmaker can, quote, call the petition for consideration on the next succeeding legislative day after its filing. Yates filed the petition on Friday. Isaac Strickner, a junior at Villa Madonna Academy, has earned the highest possible ACT composite score of 36. The ACT, a standardized test for college admissions in the United States, consists of tests in English, mathematics, reading, and science, each scored on a scale of 1 to 36. A student's composite score is the average of the four test scores. The score for ACT's optional writing test is reported separately and is not included with the ACT composite score. About 0.25% of the students who take the ACT earn a top score. In the U.S. high school graduating class of 2022, only 3,376 out of the 1.34 million students who took the ACT earned a 36. ACT scores are accepted by major four-year colleges and universities across the United States. St. Vincent de Paul, Northern Kentucky, has announced its inaugural Food Fight Against Hunger initiative to help stock pantry shelves for the busy summer months. Participating teams will collect non-perishable food, hygiene products, and household items from April 15th to April 29th. The team that collects the greatest number of items by weight will be declared the winner. In 2023 alone, St. Vincent de Paul, Northern Kentucky, provided more than 30,000 people throughout Northern Kentucky with pantry assistance, totaling more than $978,000 worth of items, according to the organization. Donation drop-off and weigh-ins will take place through May 5th at designated drop-off locations. The winning team will be announced the second week of May on St. Vincent de Paul, Northern Kentucky's social media channels. Additional details will be provided upon registration. Contact St. Vincent de Paul NKY Food Programs Manager Becca Girding at becca.girding@svdpnky.org to register. That's going to close out Wednesday, Hump Day, April 17th, 2024. For Link NKY, my name is Noah Jones, and I will talk with you all on Thursday. Thanks for listening.